Earlier this week, I had the chance to catch up with Waterford senior hurling manager Peter Queeley to chat all about his side's upcoming fixture with Carlow this Sunday at Netwatch Cullen Park. On Sportsbeat Extra, we heard about that game, but I also had the chance to ask Queeley about taking charge of the Waterford side for the first time in their charity challenge match against Cork in aid of his former teammate Brian Green's battle with cancer and Waterford Hospice. Here's that full interview now.
Sportsbeat Extra.
Beat 102-103.
Well, Peter, thanks a million for joining me. We obviously need to talk about, you know, it's a big weekend coming up. Game against Carlow. You must be excited for it though, are you?
Yeah, look, we're really looking forward to it now. I suppose January kind of dragged a bit with the hard training and the weather and what have you, like trying to get as many challenge games in as we could. You know, we kind of sitting and waiting last weekend while the rest of the league resumed or started back, and you know, we had a bye, so kind of itchy feet now at this stage to get going.
Yeah, and I mean, the challenge matches coming up to it, they've done nothing but prepare you for these matches now. I mean, do you think in those matches, I think one thing that a lot of people noticed was coming into the second half, obviously the lack of options on the bench kind of showed. But, you know, you talk about Derek Lynn at the weekend was talking about how Kilkenny had such a massive presence from the bench coming on against Clare. Is that something that you're worried about coming into these matches now, particularly against Carlow this weekend, about having those options ready to go?
Not really, no. Look, we have a number of injuries. We have a big squad. Some of them earlier challenge games now, all right, we were tested in relation to the amount of people we could tug out and stuff even, you know, but we have more bodies back now, so we're happy enough with our strength and depth and squad and stuff, you know. And the one thing, I suppose, that happened by default through the injuries was all these lads, you know, panel members from years gone by and new fellas we bought in and stuff, they all got a good few hard challenges under their belts, you know, so they're well prepared now coming into these league games, you know. So when we look around to the bench now, we'd be happy enough that these have been well tested, and we'd be happy to throw them in there and make a difference at the end of games.
Yeah, and I mean, the injuries have been a big thing, but a lot of great players have come on and kind of shown their strength. I mean, I think particularly Seamus Fitzgerald and then alongside that Finbar as well, they really sort of slotted in nicely. Are they players you'll be looking at to kind of really come up to the challenge now with particularly so many key players out until around March, end of March time?
Yeah, look, they'll get their chance now, you know. You know, they've earned it, you know. There's a lot of good young fellas there have come in and done well, and, you know, even for us, even, you know, it's kind of in the middle of Fitzgibbon Cup as well at the moment. You know, we're very happy with the input that some of our players are making in Fitzgibbon Cup with, you know, the UCC lads there. You have Michael Milani playing wing back with UCC and Sam Fitz, Sean Welch with MTU. Obviously, Mark Fitz is well established in UL now up there. You know, he's playing with them, and we had a few lads playing with Waterford as well. And, you know, we went along to them games and very happy to see the lads form in them games. You know, they slotted in and played very well in all them Fitzgibbon Cup games too.
And those challenge matches though as well, I mean, you look at the opposition you're coming against now, and obviously there's no easy games, but they're by no means the calibre of, say, a Cork or a Kilkenny. Those challenge matches probably were a good test for the squad to be able to be going up against really the top calibre, and then to come into now, they'll have a much more sort of grounded approach. They might even kick on a lot better than those matches, will they?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt the games are standing. The calibre of the opposition was good. Now, some of them opposition obviously were missing a good few as well, you know, so they would have been testing their strength and depth as well. And they would have been in tough conditions, which the league is about as well, you know, so we got a good dry run in relation to the conditions, opposition, games. You know, we won't be underestimating anyone in this league. You know, we've seen what the Carlos can do, you know, when they, you know, you always expect an upset here and there in the league, but Carlo proved even in Championship last year what they can do, you know, against Kilkenny and stuff. You know, they got a brilliant result, and Westmeath and Antrim's have got brilliant Championship results. You know, you'll always see a few league upsets thrown in along the way as well, so we're under no illusions. Like, you know, we're going down to Dr. Cullen Park, you know, we're coming up against the Carlo team that got a great result, got a point up in Offaly, resurgent Offaly last weekend, you know. So, you know, we're going in with our eyes wide open here. You know, this is going to be a big test and a big challenge for not alone the established fellas that we're playing, but also new fellas that we'll have on Sunday as well.
I have to ask actually about the challenge matches. It must have been a particular honour for you as well, obviously leading out the team for the first time in that charity match against Cork, obviously for Brian Green, and then obviously for Waterford Hospice as well. For you, obviously having played with him and him being a friend as well, was that something to you that, you know, it's obviously a great way to start your own career, but something to really kind of link the two together, obviously having played with him before and now coming back to try and help raise funds for his own battle with cancer and for Waterford Hospice?
Yeah, it was. Look, unfortunately, the elements were against us that day, you know, so it kind of ruined the atmosphere in a sense. Like, even though a brilliant crowd turned out, like, you know, I think everyone was huddled in the stand shivering with the cold and the wet. And having said that, I had a nice moment with Brian, you know, when we went out to do our warm-up. I knew he was in under the stand having a cup of tea with his family, so I went in and spent 5 minutes and had a good chat with him, you know, and it was nice to catch up with Brian. And yeah, it was a nice moment now to associate my first game with it being a charity match under tough circumstances, albeit, you know, for Brian and stuff. But had a good chat with him afterwards as well, and, you know, sent him a nice text, got a nice text in return then the following day. You know, we all wish Brian the best of luck. You know, we know what a warrior he is, and, you know, it was nice to do that little bit for him. And fair play to the lads, you know, Sean Daly, Sonia Kelly and John Milan and stuff for organising it and doing such a good job with it.
And even presenting the signed jerseys to him at the end, that must have been a nice little final touch to it, was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, look, hopefully it's pride of place somewhere now at home in Brian's house in Clonay, you know, so it'll be a little reminder of him of the day as well. Like,
if I remember correctly as well, that weekend a lot of matches were called off. I think the match between yourselves and Cork was the only one that seemed to go ahead, but there was still, as you mentioned, a big crowd at it, and it kind of shows the local support for charities like this, and alongside that as well, also the support now for you as well coming in as the Waterford manager, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it was nice now, and there was, in fairness, there was a bit of foresight on the organising part of it as well, you know, with the county board and Sean and the lads put their heads together, saw the forecasts coming in, like, you know, it was meant to be a 5 o'clock game, so brought it forward to 2 o'clock. Probably better playing at 8 in the morning, we might have got away with it, but look, it was still nice to get the game in, you know, that's one thing. Poor and all as we were that day for the first 20, 25 minutes, you know, we dug our heels in the second half and in atrocious conditions. The one thing we all were in agreement with afterwards, it was great to get the game in. You know, it really stood to us and it helped us then in the following week against Kilkenny.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to mention it, because realistically then you go from that game against Cork, which wasn't a favourable scoreline, but then you go up and play against Kilkenny, who will be of similar calibre, I think this year might even be better. You look at the sort of scoreline that came out of that, it was really an improved performance all around, wasn't it?
It was, massively so, you know, just we learned so much from that first game, you know, and that's what these challenges are about, that's what the league is going to be about, is going to be learning from the games and looking to improve from one week to the next, like, you know, and That's one thing I can say for sure about all the games we played in January. You know, each week we found areas where we needed to improve. We worked on it for the week, and the following week then we got that improvement from them, you know. So it's still a work in progress, you know. We're glad with the progress that we've made, say, from the first challenge game to last Sunday against Limerick. So we just need to knuckle down now this week and find another few areas to improve on before we win against Carlow on Sunday.
Does it disappoint you in a sense that, obviously, given all the great strides that you've been making, that the conversation is still around the injuries to the squad? I mean, everyone obviously talks about there was great excitement about Austin Gleeson coming back now. It's not going to be until March until we properly see him coming back. I mean, the likes of Dara and Tig as well also out. Is that something for you that you wish was given less attention and more attention was put on the actual strides that these young players that are coming in are making?
No, I think it's only natural, you know, that there would be such a reaction to it, because it is a sizable injury list. Like, you know, we're not talking... you know, you're down 2 or 3 fellas on Sunday. Like, we're down 10 or 11 fellas, realistically, you know, which is a large number. Like, so obviously, the attention is going to be brought to that. But we look at the positive side of it. You know, I've no doubt if the 10 or 11 of them were available, you know, with the stakes being so high in relation to trying to get out of Division 2, more than likely be playing our strongest team, you know, and them good young fellas, them Seamus Fitzes, Charlie Treans, Sam Fitz, Michael Milani's, you know, they'd probably be warming the bench on Sunday, and these fellas would be going out hopefully performing and getting the result that we badly need. Like,
it probably as well for those younger players and those players that maybe wouldn't have been getting into the first team, it probably gives them an opportunity now to really have a bit of competitive competition within the side, albeit not very what's the word I'm looking for here? Not, it's not obviously in any ill will to other players, but it gives them the opportunity now to show what they're all about and to kind of cement themselves in that team. So even if those other players end up coming back, you might say, well, the structure now suits these players a lot better and they've been here since the beginning, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. And the one thing we all learned from the Munster Championship in the last number of years, like, it's a ferocious championship. There's a lot of intensity. It's very compact. You will need strength and depth, you know, and even go outside that again. You know, you go to the All-Ireland final last year, both teams' strength and depth was really, really tested in extra time, you know, where you were down to numbers 25, 26 on your panel, all getting a run and playing at a crucial stage of the match, you know, when the game was in the melting pot, you were down to your to number 25, 26 in the panel. So, you know, this is great for us now as a guards trying to unearth new talent and strengthen our squad and stuff.
When you first took over, obviously your season objectives were pretty much laid out. Are they still the same now, given the list of injuries that's increased, or is it something that you've had to reassess?
No, we had a good chat last weekend and we set out our goals there for the league and stuff. You know, obviously trying to get back to Division One was top of the agenda. You know, we've other goals as well that we want to achieve during the league. We'll then meet up after the league and refocus again and reset our goals again for the Munster Championship.
Finally, I'll ask, obviously, all the fixtures that have been confirmed coming up. Is there one in particular you're looking excited for? Because for me, anyways, I think the Dublin match is the big one because of how far they got in the All-Ireland series last year, and they seem to have a ferociously brilliant back line as well. Is that a team that you're looking forward to coming up against and really testing yourselves?
Yeah, we are. Look, obviously, I agree with you. I've been very impressed with what I've seen from Dublin. You know, not alone Dublin, but Nafina and Niall O'Callaghan has had the Midas touch there with both teams at the moment, you know, so that is a game we're looking forward to. But be honest, you know, that's something that we probably, when we saw the fixtures come out maybe 4 weeks ago, that's a one that appealed to us. But in the last 3 weeks, all we focused in on is Carlow. We know we're going to have one hell of a battle here on Sunday against Carlow. You know, they'll have a target on our backs. They'll be looking to get up near the top of the table, you know, with an eye on promotion as well, if they can get one over us on Sunday. So, you know, we have to be fully alert, fully alarmed and really ready for this battle on Sunday.
I know I said that was the final question, but I do have two other bits I would like to ask on. Obviously, Ballygunner got knocked out fairly early on in the All-Ireland campaign this year. Is that, for you, obviously it's bad that they got knocked out, but on the plus side, it must mean that they've gotten a bit more rest and that they're ready for this upcoming season?
They got a little bit of rest, yeah. You know, they're kind of slowly coming back to us. They have the bit of their pre-season to do as well. I won't lie, it was challenging for the Ballygunner lads, you know. That was a very hard defeat for them, you know. So there was a few psychological scars that took a bit longer to heal as well, you know. So we're very mindful of that. We're delighted with the response we've got from them since Christmas. You know, we did allow them a bit of time, in fairness. They did deserve that. And think they're really, in the last week or two now, they're really chomping at the bit to get back and do their bit for Waterford.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, Desi Hutchinson, captain for the year, how's he been settling into that sort of role?
Yeah, look, he's handled it very well, you know. He's spoken very well. He's obviously a little bit frustrated himself at the moment because of his injury and stuff, you know. So he's chomping at the bit as well, raring to get back in there. And so far, he's been an outstanding leader, as I knew he would, like, you know. So I'm sure he's looking forward to, I suppose, how would you put it, wearing the armband on the field and leading on the pitch rather than doing his talking in dressing rooms and stuff.
And how vital is it, I think, suppose, obviously, someone with Desi's experience being in, not just on the pitch, but obviously in the change room, talk to the lads. He must be a great source of, I suppose, knowledge and intelligence for those younger players looking to break into the squad.
Yeah, he is. Look, he's been an outstanding talker. Even the last couple of years when I was a selector with Davey, you know, I always found Desi very inspirational and very knowledgeable, you know. And, you know, you can see the professional background of the soccer coming out at times, you know. His preparation is meticulous and the way he prepares and stuff. And, you know, that has really stood to him. And it's great to get that knowledge and experience from Desi.
Yeah. And it must as well be great to have someone like that who was obviously on that panel in 2020 to have gotten so close, to know what it's like to be at the very summit of where you can get to, and to kind of maybe pass down that sort of belief to those players as well, isn't it?
Yeah, look, all them guys that were there in 2020, you know, they bring a lot of experience. They you know, they've a lot to offer the younger group, and they know what it takes to get there. They're really hungry to get back there, you know. So they're passing all that knowledge, that information, that experience onto the younger players. And even for us in the backroom and management and stuff, we take a lot from them too. We learn a lot from them as well. Like, this isn't a case of us telling them you need to do this and you need to do that. We know how much they have to offer as well. So they get plenty of say with us too.
Absolutely. Well, Peter, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure and best of luck on Sunday.
Cheers. Thanks, Oran.